guys.
Carlin, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Just when you look at the Niners, what jumps out on film?
I mean, still, you know, a power running team. Offensive line is exceptional. Frank Gore, Kaepernick, and then can make all the plays on his feet and with his arm. And, you know, with the addition of Anquan, but what they already had, it's still, you know, a high-powered offense.
The first thing you said was power running team. Were you surprised that they didn't run as much in this most recent game against the Colts?
No, I'm not the OC. I wasn't surprised. I mean, I don't know if I wasn't surprised or was surprised. I know that, you know, they had a scheme and they want to stick to it. I know they can run the ball exceptionally well with Frank and Hunter and what they have behind the offensive line. So whatever their game plan is from week to week, you know, it's just something you got to, you know, adapt to and be ready for as a defense.
Carlin, when you look at the 49ers' wide receivers, Bolden has obviously had some success, but, you know, no one else has really stepped up. What do you think of those other wide receivers besides Bolden?
I mean, I think they have a number of them that can stretch the field, and the Williams, and then, I mean, just Vernon Davis and what he can do, and then Patton. I mean, they have some guys that can stretch the field and really get going. I would really believe they're a run-first team, but they do have the ability to throw the football down the field and to certain players, and, you know, that's for them, that's a game plan thing.
How much do you like to play press coverage?
You know, that's always something, you know, you look forward to doing each and every week, you know, but the scheme's got to, you know, make that happen, and the team you're playing and what they like to do. So we'll see how everything goes this Thursday.
When you see how effective the Seahawks and the Colts were, do you want to mimic what they do on defense, or do you go with what you guys usually do on defense?
I think you want to take, you know, some good things on film. I think you know, they look at film too. They self-scout. So it's one of those things, you know, you still want to be able to do your things, but, you know, what worked against them, and hopefully try to, you know, mimic that and even duplicate it and see if that you have the same results.
Portland, do you see them having trouble getting off press coverage at the line, the receivers?
No, I don't. I mean, I think Seattle does an exceptional job with their corners, you know, pressing, but I don't think they have a hard time getting off. You know, I think they've made enough plays against the Packers and teams of that nature to sort of separate themselves from being a, you know, a high-powered offense still. But, you know, sometimes, you know, just, you know, press, you know, seems to work sometimes.
Why do you think they've struggled so much in the passing game in the last two games?
I wish I had the answer for that. I don't know. I don't know if they, you know, you guys said they severely struggled. I think, you know, they made some plays when they needed to. You know, last week, one of those rare exceptions where, you know, I think they got behind and, you know, sort of got out of their game plan. But I still think they're capable of moving the ball all over the field, and Kaepernick can extend plays with his legs and really make things happen. So, you know, it's a week-by-week basis. We'll see how we do Thursday.
Courtland, Craig Dahl brought the basketball hoop over to the 49ers, and that's done a lot for a little bit of camaraderie on one end of the locker room here. What are your thoughts on what that tradition he started there in St. Louis and what he means?
The basketball, you know, we still have it around, man. It's a good thing. You know, a lot of guys think they can play in the NBA anyway, so you put a hoop in here and you know, it's a good time just to build and have a little fun. So, you know, what he did his time in St. Louis is never forgotten. I know about these guys around here, so we'll continue just to move forward.
Hey, Carlin, did Craig break kind of an unwritten rule when in the offseason, you know, he came here and he talked about what keys you guys saw defensively to tip that 49ers would use last year to tip off plays?
You know, I think that's well documented. I think we all know how I feel about that. And, you know, there it is. I think it's well documented. You guys can go back, and if you got your phone numbers, I can text it to you, you know, what
okay.
was said. But it's well documented.
We'd kind of like to document it again.
You know, you guys can go back to the archives then, babe.
is it all water under the bridge for you? I mean, is everything cool?
Always water under the bridge. I think the perception of the football player, Courtland, and the guy off the field are two different things. And, you know, I text him and said the same thing. You know, I text him that day before that you tweet. And so, you know, it's one of those things, man, Craig, you know, we'll continue to move forward from it.
You didn't delete your tweets, did you?
Archives, babe.
Okay, I'll check the archive.
just from a technical standpoint, though, had the 49ers, the second time you played them that year, had they gone back and figured out the tip that you guys were using? I mean, was it still a factor the second time you played them in December?
No, it wasn't a factor at all. Not at all. I mean, they had definitely worked on it, and everything was fine. And, you know, it took 10 quarters to get one win from them. They're a great football team, coach well. They do a lot of good things. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't take another 5 quarters, and we'll go from there.
Portland, just to define water under the bridge, when you see Craig on Thursday, will you be, you know, shaking hands with him?
Absolutely not. Come on, man. We want to go out there and beat the 49ers. They're in our division. It's on Thursday night. There's a lot of reasons. You know, we need to get back on track and who better against a division opponent with a really good team.
Will you shake hands after the game?
Always, always. I'm always about that. You know what? That's water under the bridge. Before, no. After, yes.
Will you talk to us again next week on a conference call?
That all depends. That really all depends.
You know, I just had one question about Alden Smith. And as an NFL player, how hard is it to avoid distractions when you go out?
You know, I think that's one of the biggest things is having the game plan way even before you do. It's having the right people around you. It's really the game plan. I mean, I think, you know, some teams give you ways out as far as, you know, just being able to have a call or drive a friend. And that's always, you need to keep that in the forefront whenever you step out. It's just knowing that, you know, you're in the limelight. It's a big deal. And you know, everyone's watching your role model. So we'll continue to work that out.
Are you surprised to see this defense with San Francisco giving up so much already?
You know, they're a talented offense in every position. I mean, I don't know. I really, that's a loaded question. I refuse to answer.
How is Tavon Austin coming along? I mean, you must be getting a front row seat to his progress every day in practice.
You know what, we talk a good bit. You know, Tavon's really come, I guess, a long way. And in punt return, you just see how dynamic he is. I think you just try to find ways to get him the ball. You know, last week, you know, he gets the tailback and he gets the ball in the slot. He's a dynamic player, and it's fun to watch because, you know, during training camp we had our battles and he made me a better slot player. And so if he continues just to, you know, build on those things, you know, the sky's the limit for him.
How about this? It was not intended to be a loaded question, but how do you evaluate, you know, looking at the defensive side of the 49ers, that's been such a good defense?
I mean, I would still have to say they're a really good defense. They have the same principles and things that they want to do defensively every week. I mean, they have Willis, Bowman, Brown. I mean, dude, they have a lot of great players, and they do a lot of good things. And like I said, you really have to factor in from week to week. There's so many different challenges and things that you try to take away in the game plan and the game flow. So it's just one of those things that they're a really good defense.
Courtland, you obviously know Jeff Fisher very well by now. What are some things, you know, I guess that separate him, make him a special coach?
I think when you talk about, you know, a player's coach, I think that's number one. A guy that you can go talk to about, you know, more than football. If you're struggling or dealing with anything, he'll be there to listen and then, you know, give, you know, his opinion and definitely be there for you. It's one of those things, he takes care of the players. If he feels like, you know, it's a practice that's going way too long or guys are winded, you know, he'll somehow scale it down. It's just, he's always looking for the best interest in the player to be successful to win the football game.
He obviously, you know, has great expertise at your position. Just, I guess, because of that, are you fairly close to him?
I am. Actually, I'm renting a room out right now in his house and, you know, just having a good time. he's just been, you know, when it's all said and done for me, I'll tell you a lot of great things about just how he's humbled me and one of those things that, you know, I'm glad to be a part and a player for his organization.
How much does he charge in rent?
You know what? I can't tell you that information. Check my taxes, and then we'll go from there.
Is that covered under the salary cap?
Again, you have to go. You take that with a higher power than me.
Does he get involved with your game plan from week to week? You know, from a defensive secondary standpoint.
I think all head coaches may have a say-so in that aspect, and I'm not sure, you know, the details of that. And, you know, what we do is really good, and if he's a part of it, that's great. And so I'm not 100% sure how to answer that question other than just to give you that little snippet.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, the Rams were one of the few teams last year that were able to slow down the 49ers. Do you give credit to Jeff Fisher for those game plans that you guys used against San Francisco?
I mean, absolutely. I think, but he would want the credit to go to the coaches, and the coaches want to go to the players. It's just executing the game plan. It's a division opponent, a familiar opponent, so you hope that, you know, you can pick up on tendencies and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, you just go out there and you keep the main thing and try to score more points than them.
During the offseason, there was so much written about and said about the Seahawks and the 49ers, not much about you guys. Has that been a motivating factor at all during the offseason and the early part of this season?
I don't think so, because at the end of the day, you got to go out there and play the team and see how it lays out. You know, that's why you roll the ball out there on paper. You know, a team may look great, but, you know, you still got to roll it out there and play the game. And I think once that's said and done after this year and how we play against them this year determines a lot of, you know, what those press guys would say.
Yeah, those press guys don't know very much.
No, they do. They're excellent. They're brilliant. MIT. All of them went to MIT and Harvard and Yale.
All right, Cortland, we got to go and archive.
All right.
Send us that information. We're going to send you our phone numbers.
I appreciate that, dude.
All right, thanks, Cortland.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Good.
Awesome.
Fun.